We're here again at the show of Lecha Dodi, and today parasha we found something very nice in the beginning. A machloket seems to be between two different theologies, two different understanding of religion, and this is where we found that Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu don't see eye to eye in the way how you worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the parasha actually starts here with the Makkah that's coming to Paro. And the Makkah here, before the Makkah that Hashem Yitbarach brings to Paro, he first warns him. He says to him, before I bring the Makkah Tarbeh, please hear Moshe Rabbeinu what he has to say. So the slaves of Paro go and call Moshe Rabbeinu. And they say the following, Vayomru avde Paro elav, עד מתי יהיה זה לנו למוקש, שלח את האנשים ועבדו את אדוני אלוהים, הטרם תדע כי עבדה מצרים. So right away, they ask Moshe Rabbeinu to come back to the palace, ויושב את משה, the messengers bring Moshe and Aaron, ויושב את משה ואת אהרון אל פרעה, ויאמר עליהם, לכו עבדו את אדוני אלוהיכם, מי ומי ההולכים. Okay, fine, I agree. Go and worship Hashem, go and do the עבודה, עבודת הקורבנות, go. Who's going, by the way, says Paro? Who's on the list of those people that go to worship Hashem? So Moshe Rabbeinu goes all the way over here. He doesn't compromise. V'omer Moshe, bin arenu uvizkenenu nelech. Bevanenu uvivnotenu. Betzonenu uvivkarenu nelech ki chag Adonai lanu. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro, we are all going. Bin arenu vizkenenu, the young and the old. Bevanenu vivnotenu, the children, the boys and the girls. Betzonenu vivkarenu nelech ki chag Hashem lanu. This is a holiday. A holiday of Hashem that's to us. What does it mean? Chag Hashem lanu. That's a strange lashon we need to explain as well. So Paro hears that something doesn't fit well. He says something's wrong over here. ויאמר עליהם, יכן אדוני מכם כאשר אשלח אתכם, ואת אפיכם ראו כי ראה נגד פניכם. I can't send you together with the children. Why? Because, says Rashi, it's not the normal way for children to go and worship the God. לא כן, לכונה הגברים ויבדו את אדוני, כי אותה אתם מבקשים, וגרש אותם מאת פני פרעו. Says Rashi over here, that Paro was willing to let them go, but lochen, not the way you're saying it. Lochen kasher amartem lo olich ataf imachem. Not the way you're saying it, that you need to take with you as well the children. Ela lechu agvarim vivdu et Hashem. Go only the adults. Why? Ki otah atem mevakshim. Otah avoda bikashtem adhena nizbecha leloenu. You're trying to say that you have to go and bring sacrifices and offerings to Hashem. Yeah, that is fine. Go yourself. Why do you need to take the children? Says Rashi that what Paro was saying is, en der chataf lizboach, the lashon of Rashi, which means, that's not the normal way of children to go and bring sacrifices. Sacrifices are an adult thing, not a children thing. You don't take and draft children and drag them along with you to bring sacrifices to the God. So therefore, why do you need to take the children? Moshe Rabbeinu says, no, no, no. The way we're going is everybody together. We have to go united, everybody, the children as well, the boys and the girls. And over here, this is over here fundamental machloket in theology. Because you need to understand what is the way that the Jewish understanding is and many, many other religions. And this is the way we explain this according to many, many mefarshim. That you need to know, first of all, the reason that we bring korbanot. The reason one brings korbanot, you find in the Ramban and the Rambam, in the beginning of Vayikra, that they argue what the purpose of bringing a korban. The Rambam learns that the whole reason is because there are nations that make their god a certain animals, like in India, they have the cow as a god. The Ramban himself mentions and says that's the way it is up to now. So therefore, Hashem says that you take their God and you sacrifice it. And you show that it's nothing. But the Ramban doesn't like it. He says, how could you say that the whole purpose of such an elevated thing as a Korban would be only to just show the Goyim that their God is a nothing? And it says about a Korban, Reach Nichoach LaHashem, which means Hashem has some kind of satisfaction from it, however it's going to be defined. But it's a very holy thing, and therefore you're only going to say that that's the purpose. That doesn't make sense, says the Ramban. Rather, the Ramban says that the purpose is something else. And that is when a person brings a Korban, really needs to know if it's a Korban for a sin, as a Korban Chatat, for instance, Korban Hasham, he needs to look at it and view such a thing as he himself should have been brought down as a Korban to Hashem because of the sins that he made. So he should picture it to be like he's going there himself. But that is the explanation of the Ramban. But more than that, the way the Ramban says that the purpose for the Korban is to bring the following Lashon, that the Emtzaut HaKorbanot Ke'en SheTimtzak, he says the following, the purpose of the Korban is to actually elevate a person to a higher level. And the Kuzari says the following Lashon, Dibuk HaShchina Im HaUma HaYisraelit BeEmtzaut HaKorbanot Ke'en SheTimtza Kishur HaNefesh HaSichlit Im HaGuf Al Yedei HaMezonot, which means that when you bring a Korban, you actually connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It causes Dibuk HaShchina Im HaUma HaYisraelit BeEmtzaut HaKorbanot. The Korban is like a glue, so to speak. And when you bring the Korban, that connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Am Yisrael. He puts them together. Am Yisrael is here. The Hashem Yitbarach is there. How do you unite them? You bring a Korban. It's just like, for instance, you have a man and a woman, and you need to unite them when they want to get married. How do they do it? He gives the ring. The ring makes a certain connection between the two, and now they become united. So over here also, through the Korbanot, says the Kuzari, it causes Dibuk HaShchina Im HaUma HaYisraelit. And he says, just like you find, Ken SheTimtza Kishur HaNefesh HaSichlit Im HaGuf Al Yedei HaMezonot. You want to be Mekasher, the body with the Nefesh, you give Mezonot, and that actually connects them together. That's the Lashon of the Kuzari. But we learn over here something very important, and that is that a Korban that a person brings has some kind of purpose, according to that, to actually connect between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is something that we don't find in any other religion. And I want to mention what Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch says. Interesting. And he goes on the same Lashonot that we found in few of the Sfarim, like the Zohar, the Shla, the Pri Etz Chaim, that the Lashon of Korban is Melashon Kirva. Korban, Melashon Kirva. Kirva means bringing close. When Am Yisrael brings a Korban, it brings us close to Hashem Yitbarach. And it's not like you would translate it in other languages, because in any other language, if you want to translate Korban, what's the translation to that would be? Offering. You offer something. Offering means you giving something to another. That's what it is. Or sacrificing, you're giving yourself to the other. You're sacrificing. Korban in Lashon HaKodesh doesn't mean that necessarily. Rather, the Lashon we just mentioned before, Kirva, which means brings close two things that were apart, it brings them close together. Or the Lashon of the Kuzari, it attaches them, it glues them together. Dibuk HaShchina Im HaUma HaYisraelit. So says Rav Shimshon Rafael Hirsch de Yesod, the following way. It says, Tachlit HaHagasha Im Milui Mishalto O Sipuk Tzrachav HaDrushim Lo. When if the Lashon of Korban would be, just like in English or in other languages, would be an offering, that would mean that the God has a certain need or a certain desire, and we are giving him that desire, or we're filling up his needs. And this is how it is in many, many religions. You have, for instance, in few of the Avodah Zarah, they hold that the God is a very fat thing with a very tiny neck. There's such an Avodah Zarah like this. And therefore, you have to constantly feed him in order for him not to get angry, in order for him to be happy, in order for him to be satisfied. So he would reflect good things to the world and not negative things. So why is it that you have to keep on giving him? Because he's never satisfied. He's very, very big. And the neck is very small, so he can't give everything at once. He keeps on going, and he never, ever comes to satisfaction. That is one idea. Another idea of Avodah Zarah is that their Avodah Zarah is considered the Baal Chov to somebody else. He's considered like in a debt. So you're constantly giving him things to be able that he should have the ability to pay the debt. That is another form of a korban. By Christianity, the Avodah Zarah itself is saying that the father was sacrificing his son for the sins of human beings. So such things were done, why? In order that he should not get angry on the people. So he's called, so to speak, calm him down that way. So all those leshonot and all those understandings, okay, we can keep on going with the understanding of different avodot zarot, is what we call in English offering. Korban would be offering. Offering, says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, is to give something in order to satisfy the need or the desire of the God. The Lashon of the of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch again, Tachlita Agasha, which means offering. Agasha is offering or bring forth. That's latet, lagish. Hu milui mishalto sipuk tzrachav hadrushim lo. There's a certain need for the God, you're giving it, and you're satisfying him. But, says Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, it's not so in the Torah, in Judaism. What is korban in Judaism? Achmusag korban, rachok mikol ele. The concept of korban doesn't mean that at all, he says. Rather, karev mashmao, bringing close, means leitkarev, to come close. Leagia leyachasim adukim, this is the lashon of Rav Shimshon Raphael Hirsch. Leagia leyachasim adukim imploni, in order to come close and to have good relationship with, if in our case it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have a good relationship and close relationship with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Atachlit v'atotzah shel ha'akrava hi hasaga chiyuvit shel kiyum na'ale yoter. You're bringing yourself and you're elevating yourself to Hashem Yitbarach. Now we need to understand, it's not like you're giving him a gift that he needs the gift, and once he receives, he's happy, so he comes close to us. No, no, no. It works the opposite way. When we bring a gift to Hashem Yitbarach, we are feeling closer to Hashem Yitbarach. He's not changing. He feels close to us regardless. But it's us that need to feel close to him. And how do we come and feel close to him? Just like a person gives a gift to his friend. So there's an aspect of his friend coming close to him when he receives the gift. But also, he himself now feels closer to the person. When a husband gives a gift to his wife, he himself feels closer by giving it. By relationship of people, you also have the other side that's coming close. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't work like this. He's always close. We need to bring ourselves close to him. And this is what the Korban is all about. And this is what he says. V'chen muchach mikan shakorban ba lesapek et zorkei hamakriv ולא את צורכיו של זה שהקורבן קרב אליו. The korban essence, what it comes to do is to satisfy the need of the one sacrificing and not the one that receives the sacrifice. It completely turns around the understanding that we have. It's a revolution in understanding. We think that whenever we bring a korban, there's some kind of need for the God, which is how it is in other religions. And therefore, you satisfy his needs, he's going to take care of you, or he's not going to get angry at you. And therefore, you bring a korban, sacrifice. That's why you find that goyim would bring all kind of sacrifices that don't make sense. In, for instance, many religions, they would bring human sacrifice. Used to be very common to bring human sacrifice. Would be all over. And that's one of the things that the Torah doesn't allow. Because if you want to come close to Hashem, if it's us coming close to Hashem, you can't use others in order to come close to Hashem. That's a concept that we spoke many times in the past. People feel that I want to be extra frum. So how do I be extra frum? I want to feel that feeling of frumkeit. I want to feel very, very religious. So what do I do? It's very hard to come close to Hashem just by working very hard. So what do? I knock other people. He's not too religious. If he's not too religious and I put him down and I show all his faults, so mimele, I feel now close to Hashem Yitbarach. Says the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's just like human sacrifice. It's just like you're taking a human, you're taking a baby, and you're sacrificing, you're killing him for the God. That's not bringing you closer to God. It's an illusion. You think it is. It makes you feel better. But it doesn't really bring you close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says of Rosh Hashanah Rafael Hirsch that if the reason of the Korban is to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to satisfy the God, so that fits very good. Chen muchach mikan shakorban ba lesapek, it comes to satisfy the tzorkei hamakriv, the needs of the person sacrificing and bringing the gift. Velo etzrochav shel zeh shakorban karev elav. Ratzon hamakriv, shedavar mishelo yagia leidei yachasim krovim. It's the need of the person sacrificing to come close to the one that he's sacrificing for. Then therefore over here would be Hashem shekol zekol atzmo shel hakorban. This is the whole reason you bring korban, he says. והפעולה מיועדת להביא לידי כך קרויה הקרבה. תכלית הקורבן היא קרבת אלוקים. The purpose of the korban is to be close to Hashem, and that is what the pasuk says. קרבת אלוקים יחפצון. And therefore, if we understand that, we understand that when Paro came and he spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Paro tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't need to take the kids. What are you taking the kids? The purpose of bringing a korban is what? Is to satisfy the God. The God doesn't need to be satisfied by a kid. That's not a kid thing. That's something adults do. That's not something you take a kid to do. That doesn't make any sense. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, no, in Avodat Hashem, it doesn't work like that. In Avodat Hashem, we don't need to satisfy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rather, we need to build a self and bring a self close to Hashem. This is the whole religion. It's about coming close and uniting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's working on ourself that we should be better. And according to that, you need and you required to bring the children as well. And that is when Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, Vayomer Moshe, binarenu viskanenu nelech bevanenu vivnotenu. We need to bring all the children as well, because they also need to feel that feeling of close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is, by the way, what mitzvat hakel is all about. It says in the pasuk, in mitzvat hakel, miketz sheva shanim, במועד שנת השמיטה בחג הסוכות, בבוא כל ישראל לראות את פני השם אלוקיך במקום אשר יבחר. The time of every seventh year in the חג הסוכות, in the end of the חג, we need to bring what? The whole family. הקל את העם, האנשים והנשים והטף. You need to bring the men, the ladies, and the children. Why? The פסוק says, למען ישמעו, למען ילמדו, ויראו את השם אלוקיכם. So, the purpose is that, is in order to listen, to learn, to hear, לשמרו לעשות את כל דברי התורה הזאת, to keep the Torah. So ממילא, in חגיגה דף גימל, רבי אלעזר בן עזריה asks the following question. I understand men come in order to learn. You come to the Beit HaMikdash. What do you do over there? It's a time to learn. So each one opens up the sefer, he starts learning. But I also can understand why women come. Women don't have a mitzvah to learn, but they come to listen, to ignite themselves with Yirat Shamayim. They come to hear the drashot from the Gdolei Ador, from the Rabbanim. I can hear that. You read the Torah, and the women listen to it. It goes inside, and it gives you Yirat Shamayim. That I can understand. But taf lama baim. Why do little kids and little babies come? And the Mefarshim explain that we're talking about over here, not kids. The Pasuk says that these kids are not yet in an age that they can understand. They can only hear. Leman ishmeu. All they do is hear. And if the whole purpose of a kid is to hear, which means he's not yet in an age of chinuch that he understands, age of chinuch, machloket, whether it's age 5, 6, 7, whatever it is, both of you, we're talking about babies. You bring babies in a crib and infants, and you bring toddlers to the Beit HaMikdash. So what's the purpose of that, says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? I don't understand. Im anashim baim lilmod, nashim baim lishmoa. That I understand. The men comes to learn, the ladies come to hear. Taf lama baim, but why do you bring little children? Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, chidush nifla kedei liten sachar lemevi'ehem. The reason is to give reward to the person that brings them. That doesn't make so much sense. What do you mean to bring reward for the person that brings them? What is it, some kind of burden, some kind of bundle you have to bring with you? It's like a lulav that you have to bring and you have to shake it. So you need to bring it like a bundle, like some kind of package. What does it mean? If it's not for the kids, why do you bring the children? What's the purpose of that? This is what the Kli Yakar asks. And he gives his own perush, very lengthy and nice perush. But I think the understanding over here is very simple. You can't say that they're coming, by the way, in order to pump in the Mirat Shamayim as well, although they can hear. But the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah didn't give that answer. He could have said that, you know why you bring the little children? Because even a child, a newborn child, still feels a little bit what his surrounding are. And you want to get him used to that surrounding. You want to make him feel like this is what we do. You want to give him an injection of Judaism, of Emunah. That's the reason we do many things. Even to a baby that's still in the stomach of his mother, we'll take him to places that are holy, and he feels that's what we believe. We found a few places in the Torah that speaks about such a thing. That's what I would answer. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah doesn't say that. He says that the whole purpose you bring him is in order to give reward to his father and mother. Which means he understands that for that alone, it's better for him to stay home already. He should have stayed home with the babysitter. Just for that, you're not going to make the parents carry him all the way to Yerushalayim. It's very, very hard. And if they have few children, you take few carriages and strollers, and you have to pack up luggages of clothing and diapers and who knows what else. So that's very hard. So that's not, if that would be the purpose, stay home. Rather, what does it mean? I think the simple perush means that whenever you go any place, you have to know that you take your babies and children as well. Why? It's a family. A family you don't leave behind. We could have said the same thing by Pesach, for instance. You go for Pesach to your in-laws. You go for Pesach to your parents. So you have little children. You have now a baby, a 1 year old, a 2 years old, a 3 years old. They're going to be tired. They're going to be exhausted. They're going to be crying over there. It's going to make a scene. It's very hard. So I would say the best thing would be each couple with children should leave them with a babysitter home and go to their parents. Why is it that we see on Pesach everybody's carrying their children on the strollers and going to make Pesach seder by other people? Leave them in a babysitter. That's much better. Even other holidays like that. You have Rosh Hashanah. They don't need to come with you on Rosh Hashanah. Why they need to come right now? Let them sleep at home, comfortable, with their pajamas, at their bed. Would be much better. The understanding is the same thing. Means that it's a family. A family you don't leave behind. And once you take them, you receive sachar for that. What is a sachar? It's a sachar tov that eventually you feel the feeling of a family. It's united. You don't separate and you don't go any place without the children. Hakafot for Sefer Torah. Why do they need to be there? They don't understand yet. They're crying the whole time on the stroller. It's a family. Family you don't leave behind. Even if they'll be crying and if they're not going to enjoy it. It's a family member. You bring him and you take him wherever you go. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro. He tells him, no. We are a family. We united. And the reason we're going to bring a sacrifice, the sacrifice is not for the God. It's not something to give him. It's not in a need. It's for us. And since it's for us, it needs to be done unitedly. Everybody together. Everybody comes as one. And this is actually what we found in Parashat Yitro. In Parashat Yitro, it's an amazing idea that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he marries Yitro's daughter, so Yitro makes a condition with him. It says that in the Mechilta in Parashat Yitro. And he says to him that your first child that will be born, I want him to go to Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu accepted, and he makes a shvuah, he swore to him that that's the way it would be. And that's a very strange thing. Moshe Rabbeinu wants to marry a woman. Yitro right now tells him, you know what? I'm willing to give you my daughter on condition that the first child would go to Avodah Zarah, would be a priest to Avodah Zarah. How does that make sense that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted such a thing? Anybody in his right mind would accept such a thing? Of course not. It says that in the Gemara, in various places, that a person that teaches his child the wrong thing, he sends them to the wrong yeshivot to do the wrong things. He sends them that to yeshivat. He sends them to public school. That's something that Hashem hates. He doesn't like. He can make such a person into a chazan, into a shliach tzibur, for many different things. So how Moshe Rabbeinu agrees, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu picks him to be the leader of Am Yisrael, how could that be? Baal HaTurim makes it a little bit better. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu agreed because he knew that eventually Yitro would change and become good, would become Jewish. And therefore, that thing is not going to hold. But that also doesn't fit so well. You make such a condition, but according to the way we explained it before, it fits very nicely. Not that Yitro asked Moshe Rabbeinu that he should take his child, that he should be a priest of Avodah Zarah. No. He said to him that the idea of sacrificing Avodah Zarah, that's the way he should worship Hashem, which means to do it not for us, but to do it for Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, oh, if that's the case, it is, Dada can change his mind already. That Yitro came with his understanding like that, because Yitro was a priest to Avodah Zarah for many, many years. He tried different Avodot Zarot, and eventually became Jewish. So he still had some ideas that are wrong, but those ideas can change in time. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, okay, if that's what it is, he doesn't mean that he wants his kid to Avodah Zarah, chas v'shalom. He means that he wants that my kid should do whatever he does for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not for himself, as we explained before, just to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather just to do it for Hashem Yitbarach, like Hashem Yitbarach has a need. So that's some kind of strange idea that doesn't fit completely with Judaism, but that it can change in Yitro. So we found very, very nicely later on in the Psukim what happens to Yitro when actually he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. וישמע יתרו כהן מדיין חותן משה את כל אשר עשה אלוהים למשה לישראל עמו כי הוציא אדוני את ישראל ממצרים. He comes now after he hears what happened with Am Yisrael. He comes to see him, Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rashi says, what did he hear? What was it that made him so much move that he decided to come to Am Yisrael? מה שמוע שמע הוא בא? קריאת ים סוף ומלחמת המלאק. He heard these two things. קריאת Yamsuf u'milchemet Amalek. So right away, he comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. He comes to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes out, he kisses him, v'yishaklo, v'yishalu ish l'reu l'shalom, and he brings him to his tent. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do as soon as he comes to his tent? It says in the pasuk, v'yisaper Moshe lechotno et kol asher asa Hashem leparo ul'mitzrayim al odot Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells him everything that happened to him and to Am Yisrael. So Rashi says, what did he tell him? Et kol atelah של הים ושל המלאק. Everything that happened to them in the Yam Suf and the Amalek. Very strange. That's the reason he came. What are you telling me? Chidush. There's no chidush over here. Yitro comes. The reason he comes, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why I came? Because I heard what happened with Amalek at Yam Suf. That's the reason I come. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes, he tells him, come, let me tell you that the theme that we had in Amalek and Yam Suf. That's the reason I came. You're not telling me anything new. Tell me something new. Tell me other miracles. This miracle I heard about. And that's the reason I came. What's going on over here? More than that, Moshe Rabbeinu tells him, "Vayisaper Moshe lechotno," says Rashi, "Limshoch et lirbo lekarvo laTorah." He wants to bring him close to Judaism, to the Torah. But that's the reason he's coming. He's coming because he wants to become close. He becomes over here Jewish. He became a very religious man. So what is it that Moshe Rabbeinu tells him in order to bring him close to the Torah, to Judaism? He came already close to Judaism. And more than that, we found over here, the Lashon that Yitro tells him, Vayomer Yitro, Baruch Hashem, asher hitzil etchem yad Mitzrayim, umiyad paro, asher hitzil et ha'am mitachat yad Mitzrayim, ata yadati, ki gadol Hashem mikol ha'elohim, ki badavar asher zadu alehem. So he tells him, now I realize that Hashem is so great. What do you mean? He realized that before. He became Jewish. What does he want to say over here? Says Rashi, "Ata yadati makiro iti l'she'avar ve'achshav beyoter." I knew him before, but now I know him more than before. What was changed over here? Mikol ha'Elohim melamed she'ah makir bechol avodah zarah she'ba'olam. But over here we realize that Hashem Yitbarach is something else. But now, after Moshe Rabbeinu met with him and he told him about the Kriyat Yam Suf v'milchemet Amalek, Yitro is extra excited, his mamash going out of his mind and he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, wow, I never realized how great Hashem Yitbarach is. And the understanding is the following. Yitro, as we explained before, understood Judaism should be in that aspect just like any other religion, which means we do for the God. We satisfy HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We need to give him and do for him, bring korbanot, be good, do mitzvot, because Hashem likes mitzvot. We learn, need to learn Torah because Hashem likes Torah. Now Moshe Rabbeinu told him, no, that's not what it is. It's all about a unity, a relationship. The reason we do all these things is in order to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have some kind of give and take of being very close with Hashem Yitbarach. When Yitro understood that, that is when he got extra excited. He says, Makiro hayiti l'shavar, I knew about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I didn't realize the strength. V'achshav v'yoter. So that's what Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells him, you didn't understand. You heard about Kriyat Yamsuf, you heard about Amalek, you heard about a totally different miracle. The miracle of Kriyat Yamsuf and Amalek that you heard and understood, like Hashem Yitbarach did for us some kind of favor, some kind of miracle, he did it for us. No, that was a relationship. That is something that Hashem Yitbarach didn't do because we brought him a Korban Pesach maybe, so now he did it for us. Some kind of things of give and take that we have to pay him and he pays us back, we satisfy him and he'll do something for us. No, that's not the way it works. Hashem Yitbarach is united with Am Yisrael. Therefore, when Hashem Yitbarach does something, he doesn't do it because of the reasons we said before. He does it because he loves Am Yisrael. He does it because he's going to do it regardless, because Am Yisrael and Hashem Yitbarach are considered one, chadu. And that is when Paro says, Ataya dati, now I understand that. And therefore he says, all the wording that we said before, that is completely changing the way he's thinking. And right afterwards, Yitro brings the Korban together with Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, Vayikach Yitro choten Moshe olah uzvachim le'Elohim, ויבוא אהרון וכל זקני ישראל לאכול לחם ממחותן משה לפני אלוהים. Why do they bring the korban now? Because now it's the first time that Yitro understand all the korbanot that I brought up to now were considered completely different korbanot. They were the same korbanot that I wanted my grandchild, the son of Moshe Rabbeinu, to bring. That's with the wrong understanding that I give a Kadosh Baruch Hu. No, now I understand the korban is milashon kirva. I'm trying to become close. It's us becoming one. And therefore, they bring such a thing. And it says over there, Vayeshvu lechol lachem. Says Rashi over here, the Lashon of Vayeshvu lechol lachem. He says, Vayavo Aaron, Lifne Elohim, Mikan shanehne miseuda shetalmidei chachamim mesubim ba, kilu nehne miziv ha-shechina. Which means when you're sitting together with talmidei chachamim, you bring a korban, you come close, it's like you nehne from the shechina, which means right now, Yitro finally understands that when he sits over there, he just brought a korban, he sits and he's together with such a midah chamim, it's like he's sitting with the Shechinah, he's uniting with the Shechinah HaKdosha. And that is the change that Yitro had over here in the understanding from other religions to the theology of Judaism. And that is what happens with Unkulus Ager. Unkulus Ager, in Avodah Zarah Yud Aleph, it says over there that Unkulus became a ger. Gemara says there that Unkulus bar kalonimus igayer shadar kesar gunda de romaya batre. The kesar wasn't satisfied, wasn't happy. He was very upset. The Unkulus became a ger. So what did he do? He sends a troop after him to bring him and to make sure that he comes back to the right religion. Mashchinu bekrai. So when these troops of people come to Unkelus, he started reading them all kind of psukim, and they got convinced. Igur, they all became gerim, they all converted. So the Kesar understood that's not the way to work. He can't go and tell the people to speak with him, because if that's the case, he can convince them and change their mind. Hadar shadar gunda de romaya chrina batre. He sent another troop after Unkulus. Amar la lo timulem velo midi. Don't talk to him at all. Fine. So they didn't talk, but Unkulus started talking. What did he tell them? He told them, normally, when you have a person leading. So you have always the person that's smaller trying to put light at night, flashlight, for instance, or some kind of candle to the greater person. So you have, let's say, the king. The king is in the beginning of the row. Others will put a light to him. And the second to the king would have somebody else putting the light or the flashlight to him. That's the way it works. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it works the opposite. Amar la HaKadosh Baruch Hu nakat nura kamei Yisrael. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, though normally the logic is that the servants should put light for the king, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the king puts light to the people. Just like it says in the Pasuk, V'Hashem olech lifneem yomam. Hashem goes in front of them. He puts a big amud esh in order to light to the people, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of his nation. That, for some reason, came into their heart, and all the troop became gerim. They converted. So now, the Kaisar understood, you can't have that at all. So, Hadar Shadar Gunda Achrina Amar Lo, Lo Tishmeu Midi Be'adeh. When you go there, put your hands in your ears, clog your ears, put something in your ears, so you're not going to even hear him. Definitely don't talk to him, like the first crew did, and got convinced. Don't do like the second crew, that they didn't say a word as I commanded them, but they were able to hear. Now close your mouth and close your ears. Fine. When they go over there, they saw that Unculus, when they grab him out, there was a mezuzah by the door. He put his hand by the mezuzah. Otiv yade ala. Amar lau minago shel olam. They didn't know what's going on. He saw them that they were tamea. What's going on over here? They're wondering to themselves. So he said to them the following. Normally, minago shel olam, the normal way is that the king sits inside and the guards of the king sitting outside. Melech basar v'adam yoshev bifnim v'avadav meshamrim oto mibachutz. V'ilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avadav mi bifnim, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the slaves are inside v'hum meshamram bibachutz. And Hashem Yitbarach is protecting them from the outside. That's the mezuzah. We sit in the house, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is by the door protecting the house. That's the pasuk says, Hashem yishmor tzedcha v'orecha me'ata v'ad olam. They all became gerim. So, what have happened over here? What's the three groups are? We need to understand. We found that there's different psukim that refer to Am Yisrael as three different status. One is as married people, one is as children, and one is as slaves. For instance, Am Yisrael are considered slaves to Hashem Yitbarach because it says in the pasuk, Ki libnei Yisrael avadim, avadayim asher hoceti otam eretz Mitzrayim. We see in the pasuk, avadim, vatashma Yaakov avdi, Yaakov is my slave, Zchor ele Yaakov, Yisrael ki avdi ata, Yetzarticha eved li ata, Ve'ata, another pasuk, Ve'ata Yisrael avdi, another pasuk, Amar goel Hashem, Avdo Yaakov. So the psukim that refer to Am Yisrael as Havadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, slaves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other psukim that refer to Am Yisrael as the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the very famous pasuk, Banim atem la'Hashem Elokechem, you are the children to Hashem. In Malachi it says, Alo Av Echad lekulanu, Alo El Echad beranu. So, Av Echad, Hashem Yitbarach is our father. Ben Yechabed Av, Eved Adonav, Vim Avani, Ayeh Kevodi, I'm a father, how come you don't honor me, says Hashem. So Hashem refers to us as a father. It says in Yirmiyah Lamed Aleph, Alo Avicha Kanech, the pasuk, Alo Ki Hayiti LeYisrael Le'av, Ephraim Bechori Ata, is another pasuk in the Torah, Alo Avicha Kanech, Hu Ascha Vechonenecha, Yishaya says, Ki Ata Avinu, Ki Avraham Lo Yadanu, V'Yisrael Lo Yakirenu, Ata Hashem Avinu, Goalenu Me'olam Shemecha. So we see psukim that refer to Am Yisrael as the children of Hashem Yitbarach. We don't find this in any other nation. Other nations, you're not going to find that the people are called not slaves and not children. They're not children. You found in Christianity that they have a father and a child. But the father and the child are the both from the three Godheads. But not the nation are considered children. Then I consider children and I consider also slaves. There's a relationship of God to his people. There's God and his people. But they're not connected, they're not united, they don't have a relationship as slaves, as children, and definitely not as married. They're not married. Am Yisrael is married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see that all over in Hosea. It says, V'arastich li le'olam, V'arastich li b'tzedek uv'mishpat, b'chesed uv'rachamim, V'arastich li be'emunah, V'yadat et Hashem. You are married to me, said Hashem. Le'olam, forever. That is a bound that can be broken. It says in Yirmiyah Bet, Zachachti lach chesed neurayich, ahavat klulotayich. I remember the love of the marriage that we had in the beginning. Hashaya Semech Bet says, Umesos chatan al kala, yasis alayich elokayich. The way chatan rejoices with his wife, this is how Hashem rejoices with his wife, Am Yisrael. It says in Yeshaya Nun, Ko amar Hashem, Eze sefer kritut imchem asher shlachtia. Where is the divorce document that I gave your mother? Which means, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angry, he says, I don't divorce you, but he refers to us as married people. That we don't find in any other religion. Because again, the difference in theology is, other religion is, there's a God, we have to satisfy the God, we have to make sure that he's not angry at us. And by Judaism, it doesn't work like that. There is a God, yes, but there's a relationship. It's either Avadim, Banim, or a marriage relationship. And that's what's going on with Unkulus. When they came to him in the beginning, and they saw that Unkulus starts saying all kind of psukim, they understood from this psukim that there's a relationship over here with Hashem Yitbarach, as slaves to a master. And therefore he was able to convince them with those psukim. And once they understand there is a Kadosh Baruch Hu and we are his slaves, he made a revolution in their head and they decided to be Mitgayel. The second crew that weren't allowed to talk to him saw something interesting. He told them that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one lighting to Am Yisrael, rather the slaves or the servants lighting to the king. Why is that? He told them because Am Yisrael are like children. And therefore, just like your child, you take care of him, you light for him, you show him, you lead him throughout the way, you show him the correct way, you show him where to go and where not to go, you put the light for him and you feed him and you take care of him and you... Whatever you take care of all his needs, that is what Hashem Yitbarach does to Am Yisrael. So now that made a new revolution in their heart. Otherwise, how could Unkelus convince them with some simple ideas like this? Try to convince somebody in the street that's a goy, tell him those ideas. He's not going to be convinced. How did Unkelus were able to? Because he explained to them that it's a totally different relationship. It's a relationship of a father to a son. If that's the case, so people said that's totally something else. That's not a regular religion. That inspired them. And finally, when the Kesar told them, don't speak to him and close your ears, don't listen anything. But he saw them putting the hand on the mezuzah and he explained to them when they were wondering, he told them that, you know, why is it like that? Because Hashem Yitbarach protects us. And that is what a man does to his wife. A man protects his wife. That's a relationship of marriage. That is the ultimate relationship. We are united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all different aspects. And that is what Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro. You don't understand, Paro. We're not going there to sacrifice to Hashem because he needs anything. You are totally wrong. That's your way of thinking. We're going as a family. This is a family united event. This is something that we take all together. We go all together because the children is also part of the family of Hashem Yitbarach. The children are also married to Hashem Yitbarach. The children are also the children of Hashem Yitbarach. The children are also slaves of Hashem Yitbarach. The reason we bring a korban is just like a family that goes to the grandfather and grandmother and bring flour. What's the difference if it's the father or the children? If it's to have a relationship, it doesn't make any difference. If it's to satisfy the God, yeah, that's done only by adults. But if it's a relationship always works in that aspect that it comes united as a family.